You're listening to WUR 89.3 FM, HD1 Evanston, Chicago. I'm Mika Ellison, and this is WUR News at 6. Tonight, making art accessible to the Evanston community. A night of gossip with Kelsey McKinney, Evanston's Dogtopia, and this week's Fairweather Friends. Those stories and more, coming up. From Northwestern University, this is WUR News at 6. From pop-up exhibitions to live sketching, Sydney Gaw and Cara Totley explore how First Saturdays is making art more accessible for the Evanston community. On the first Saturday of each month, Evanston Made holds a citywide art initiative where the many local talents can display their creations to the public.
We would love people to once a month make part of their spending or their energy or their time really dedicated to supporting the arts, specifically in Evanston.
That was Lisa Degliantoni, the founder and co-director of Evanston Made. Evanston Made is a membership-based organization that started as a community arts initiative promoting visibility and awareness for Evanston artists.
We wanted to make art consumption in all of its forms as easy and fun as possible.
Since 2014, Evanston Made has continued to host more and more programs each year to support its mission of connecting artists to a growing audience of friends and patrons of the arts. First Saturdays Evanston is just one of the group's many events in support of that mission.
What we always encourage people is there are artists and makers in every single community, and bringing them visibility through events and programs that are free and open to all doesn't just benefit the artist. It really benefits the community at large because it's such a wonderful thing to unite on.
But partnership plays a key role in uniting people.
We need businesses to step up and hang art and showcase an open house. We need the city of Evanston to get on board and put it in their, you know, annual or their monthly city newspaper. We need a lot of partners.
To be able to pull off an art initiative scaling throughout the city, partners like Allie Payne are really important.
My name's Allie Payne. I'm a realtor at Compass, and we have a storefront on Dempster.
Payne hosted an art reception at her Dempster storefront on Saturday, March 1st.
It's a good location, and we wanted to just open it to the community and make it a space where people feel comfortable to step in, even if it's not about real estate. And art is a good way to do that. Art is a good way to meet different people.
Payne reached out to Evanston Made to see if any new artists would want their art to be showcased. That's how she began working with Dianera Rodriguez.
Daya, she was so young, so vibrant. She's just like a young girl who has a regular job, but she uses this as her creative outlet.
I am a student at Arizona State University online, and I'm also a photographer, and I work in regulatory affairs for a medical device company. I found Evanston Made online because I was looking for events, and there's really nothing around where I live. There's like no art community. So I was really happy to find Evanston Made, and their art community is just amazing, and it's awesome to see my work, you know, on their walls and being exhibited by them. It's just a great feeling.
Rodriguez is a Puerto Rican artist whose work is inspired by tropical climates, the political landscape of Puerto Rico, and her love for the environment, which draws back to her degree.
I am studying environmental science, and so I get to kind of explore or express my love for the environment by creating these paintings of like landscapes, beaches, and things like that.
Rodriguez's art reception is one of the many events happening during First Saturday. There are also art galleries and showcases, along with a sketching event that offers guidance from Jim Parks.
This sketch at Sketchbook. And what it is you go in, you order a beer, you sit down, we talk, we jabber, we sketch each other, we sketch what's on the walls, we sketch what's out the window, and basically have a good time. A lot of time people come in and they have never drawn before, and they're a little intimidated maybe. I don't know. So my job is to make them feel welcome, offer them any instruction if they want, just to get the ball rolling.
Parks has lived in Evanston since 1959 and has been an avid artist working with lots of different mediums throughout his artistic career since his retirement about 9 years ago, which is something he has in common with parts of the Evanston creative community.
Evanston is teeming with artists, and we're all sort of retiring people, but we do find the social, you know, connection. And it's encouraging. It's sort of like the Impressionists in France. They encouraged each other. They helped each other. They gave each other ideas. They inspired each other.
Which is the whole point of these events.
I think really the focus is community building through the arts. I know that there's a lot of talk about the loneliness epidemic, and there's a lot of talk about not feeling like really connected to your community in a way that you feel supportive of it. And if you think about what brings people together really easily, it's often music. It's often food. It's often an art exhibit, public art. It's usually culture. Culture is absolutely a glue that helps a lot of people connect. And what we have found is that when we host events, whether it's a plein air painting festival or a maker's market, we always hear from people.
And because First Saturday is a self-directed event, people are free to embrace this culture however and whenever they want.
You can learn to sketch at 1 o'clock. You can go to an art opening at 3 o'clock. You can go get some bits and bites and pour and be surrounded by art. Like, you really build your own art experience.
This flexibility and plethora of opportunities makes it easy for anyone to engage with the Evanston art world, whether you're deeply immersed or experience it for the first time.
If you've never gone to see art in your life, this is the time.
For WNUR News, I'm Sydney Gaw.
And I'm Cara Tobey.
Let's be honest. Who doesn't love gossip? We all do, even if we say we don't. Kelsey McKinney has built a career off gossip, and over the weekend, people gathered in the city to hear all about her new book. Naya Reyes went to the event to get the inside scoop.
What's up, Chicago? Hi! Welcome to the You Didn't Hear This From Me book tour. I'm so happy.
Chicago Humanities has officially kicked off their 2025 Spring Festival. In one of their first events, author, journalist, and podcaster Kelsey McKinney was on stage Saturday night to talk about society's obsession with gossip. In her newest book, You Didn't Hear This From Me, she writes about the art of eavesdropping, everyday storytelling, and why we care so much about gossip. McKinney rose to fame with her hit 2021 podcast, Normal Gossip. Recently, she has passed the baton of hosting duties, but as she did in every episode, over the weekend, McKinney told a gossip story to the audience.
We are going to talk about the book, I promise, but I thought maybe before we started, you might want to hear a little gossip. All right, our friend of a friend today, we're going to call her Rebecca.
Dividing the story throughout the evening was gossip from the audience and a conversation with Chicago-based pop culture commentator and author Kate Kennedy. McKinney and Kennedy talked about their evangelical upbringings, society's relationship with celebrities, pop culture tourism, urban legends, and how McKinney launched the podcast.
I made my career by gossip by accident, in that I did a tweet in 2020 that was like, someone should give me a podcast called Normal Gossip where I find out what's happening in the Gap. And this tweet went very viral, and I co-own a cooperatively owned media company, and so all of my coworkers were like, what is wrong with you? Why would you tweet such a good idea when we could simply make it?
For McKinney, while gossiping might not always show our best moments, it's often used as a tool to manage different aspects of life, like friendship.
And I think all the time about, like, if somebody videotapes that and put it on the internet, it makes you look like the worst friend in the world. But it's, and maybe you are, but it's like, in most cases, it's just somebody trying to, like, get out of frustration so that they can be a good friend in person. And so I think a lot of
event goers like Madison Dykens are happy that the idea made it out of Twitter, now known as X. She loves the podcast and picked up a copy of the book at the event.
I'm excited to hear more about the validation of gossip and how important it is to human connection, and what, how gossip serves our protection and balance, and sort of that need for information sharing in a really, like, kind of beautiful but stigmatized way.
But here's one thing McKinney wants everyone to take away from the show.
And please remember, you didn't hear this from me.
Chicago Humanities has events going through May. All of their programming aims to connect ideas and people while fostering curiosity and creativity. For WNUR News, I'm Naya Reyes.
In January, new development plans were announced to transform the Church Street Plaza into a 27-story retail and housing complex. With Chili's and parts of AMC to be demolished, there is cause for alarm about what else may be on the chopping block. One business promises they aren't closing. Georgia Kerrigan has the story.
Unless you have a furry friend, you may have never noticed the bright orange sign on Clark Street that reads, Dogtopia. But for many Evanston pet parents, the doggy daycare and spa is an essential resource. Sarah Lewis is the owner of the Evanston Dogtopia location. She says they plan to keep tails wagging 365 days a year. This comes after the announcement that a future development project would be going in its place.
And we're being very clear with customers, we're not going anywhere.
Lewis says the location is on a long-term lease. Currently, they're working with the city of Evanston and the project developers to find a suitable place to relocate. But convenience is key. Lewis doesn't want to make customers travel further.
There's just not a lot of options here in Evanston.
Because Dogtopia is a franchise, Lewis says certain contracts protect the Evanston location from being closed. But she says recent articles saying they are closing rather than relocating have been a quote-unquote distraction to business.
Even a tiny percentage of customers that don't come in, that's a big hit to our bottom line. And, you know, labor's our biggest expense, and I don't want to cut hours for any of our team members.
With the development project still far in the future, Dogtopia will continue what Lewis calls a mission to create better canine citizens. Georgia Kerrigan, WNUR News.
April showers bring May flowers, but what do March showers bring? Ilse von Heimberg tackles the wacky weekend weather as we transition to sunshine and warmer temperatures.
Here's the weather.
Hi, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Welcome back to Fair Weather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. Welcome to March in Chicago, where apparently, even though it's almost spring, it still snows. I'm so annoyed at the weather for today, as it totally ruined my outfit plans. But because this is the last Fairweather Friends of the quarter, spring break is on the horizon. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends. Tonight, temperatures will hover around 27 degrees. A rain or wet snow shower could happen in the early evening, followed by a partial clearing. Wind speeds are predicted to be 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, we'll see a high of 48 and a low of 33, with partly cloudy skies in the morning and some sun later on in the day. The sun will set at 5:49 p.m., which is the earliest sunset we'll see in a while, because Sunday is when daylight saving time begins. And on Sunday, we're going to be seeing some of that springtime weather we've been craving. There will be a high of 54 and a low of 38 degrees with sunshine. The sunset will be at 6:51 p.m., giving Northwestern plenty of daylight hours to soak up the sun, or study for finals. After all, people that live in areas with more exposure to sunlight exhibit fewer depressive symptoms, according to the National Institutes of Health. When the sunlight increases with the seasons, mental health distress tends to decrease. So, with that being said, even if final exams don't go the way you want them to, or work has gotten rough, your serotonin levels won't be entirely lacking. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next quarter, my friends, where hopefully I'll have even better weather news for you. Then again, you know what they say about April showers. In Evanston, Illinois, Ilse von Heimberg, WNUR News.
Taking a look into the headlines in Evanston, Chicagoland, and across the nation and globe. Northwestern University's president, Michael Schill, released a statement to the student body by email on Thursday, entitled, quote, Staying True to Our Guiding Principles, unquote, where he restated the university's commitment to principles like academic freedom and freedom from discrimination, but declined to detail specific plans for the next few weeks. This comes on the heels of reporting from the Daily Northwestern that multiple Northwestern organizations, such as NU Libraries and the Office for Research, have taken down DEI pages and websites. In downtown Chicago today, researchers and community members gathered to protest the Trump administration cuts to research. Called, quote, Stand Up for Science, the march called for an end to censorship and political interference in science. In national news, at least 580 staffers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration were terminated last week. the agency, which is responsible for weather forecasting and monitoring extreme weather events, was already short-staffed before the cuts, according to ABC News. Taking a look at the world at large, an unexploded World War II bomb was discovered outside Paris near the town of Saint-Denis and the train station of Gare du Nord. The bomb, described by a rail company spokesperson as, quote, really huge, caused almost 500 trains to be canceled and affected over 500,000 people. That's all for WNUR News at 6 p.m. For more news updates and reports, follow us on X at WNUR News and Instagram at WNUR News 893. You can listen to these and other WNUR News stories on our website, WNURnews.org. That's WNURnews.org. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our producer today is Cara Totley, and our reporters are Cara Totley, Sydney Gaw, Naya Reyes, Georgia Kerrigan, and Ilse von Heimberg. I'm Mika Ellison. Catch our next newscast Monday, April 14th. Now back to scheduled programming.